It's for a wild card vote for the Gwendolyn Brooks Open Mic Award, called When a Black Girl Stops Smiling. When a black girl stops smiling, sunlight tints, clouds circle, native spirits stomp the ground, a hawk waves wind off of the lake making my apartment cold. There's something wrong with a world where a girl gotta cover her cup when she goes to the bathroom, when a girl gotta cover her ears to keep from being irritated by rations of rash thoughts and hive-like actions, when a girl gotta cover her eyes to ignore the pills she's swallowing while a penis attempts to friction with her inhibitions. There's something wrong with my sister. Something wrong when my sister holds her nose and drinks shit, rum, whiskey, vodka, cognac, what have you, in order to numb the teeth-grinding monsters in the corner of the chest cavity. Black girls should be able to go, do, wear, listen to, and be whomever, whatever, wherever, whatever, and however they want. This world, this society, me, we've taken enough from them, have we not? The real Statue of Liberty is somewhere locked in the Library of Congress, locked in the Vatican, locked in the Royal Chambers. It looks like Mary, it looks like Sergeant Bartman, it looks like Lucy, whose remains are found in Africa, breastfeeding a succubus instead of holding a tablet. She is the tired, poor, downtrodden this country has always wanted to make a carnival ride out of. I don't even have the right to write this, but my sister don't smile the way she did when we were kids. This makes me feel angry. It makes me feel partly like it's my fault because I went quiet when the world molested her imaginative innocence. My sister used to make tea out of dirt, and she used to want to share a cup with me, attempting to tell me about her day while I wanted to play with my Batmobile. My sister used to crayon the perfect paintings and sing symphonies into the corners of her room. She stopped once we watched BET. I went quiet when advertisement TV clips clicked a halo off of sparkly heels. I was too hypnotized by twerk teen video clips to recognize that something was eating away at her insides, like leeches lurking, learning to suckle while infesting inside wounds. This world likes to reach up inside wounds and plant cysts and lists of imperfections in sections of magazines where perfect images are made to be prepubescent European boyish. Everything else is uncivilized, garden tools, stupid, in a cage with leopard print on, making monkey sounds and kabuki carnival faces. She went to school for culinary arts and works for an insurance company. She doesn't like a job. I dropped out of school and found strange ways to support my habit of needing audience applause. This is my privilege, to be able to ignore judgments and jeers and snigger points, because I've never really had to wake up and draw mask areas of war paint and clog my pores so I don't seem too homely. What the fuck is wrong with homely? Homely is not ugly. Homely is like home. Ugly is pretension. Ugly is violence and rape and low self-esteem and someone telling you that everything you do is wrong. My mama was a black girl. My sister's a black woman. My great-grandmama was raped so that I could look non-threatening to privileged 20-year-old college students who listen to my lunatic rants from time to time. When a black girl stops smiling, ignorant boys make gunshots ring out, and dirty old men ask, "Why don't you smile? You're prettier when you smile." And the strip club cash registers ring out, and the Dow Jones goes bull, and the cupboard goes bare, and the white kids snort coke, and I masturbate, and my sister goes to work and sits on the bus and in the train at a desk and stares into the nothing. Thank you.